that led from the village to Windy Cove. How far had the others got? Perhaps they were at the cove now. But they were not. They were still sitting at the side of the lane, watching the two perspiring, harassed, fumbling men trying to put on a second wheel, after having spent ages getting the first one off. There were not enough tools to do the job properly, as Julian could very well see. He wished George would come. Timmy would be such a help. And then, round the corner came George at last, with Timmy at her heels. Rather a pale George, evidently bursting with news. She raced up to them.
Gee, Dick, what do you think happened to me? Mr. Pales and I were locked in a cupboard in his shop by two thieves who... Why, those are the two men. And that's the van they came in. Have they got a safe in it?
Yes, they have. Are you sure you recognise these two men, George?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget them as long as I live. Timmy, watch them. Watch them, Timmy.
Timmy sprang over to the two men, growling so fiercely and showing all his fine teeth in such a snarl that the two men shrank back terrified. One raised a hand as if to strike Timmy with the tool he held.
If you hit him, he'll have you down on the ground at once. Now, what do we do, Julian? These men ought to be handed over to the police.
Listen, here comes a car. We can stop it and send a message to the village.
A big car came round the corner from the direction of Windy Cove. Julian waved to it to stop. Two men were in it. Julian explained as shortly as he could. One of the men jumped out immediately.
Right. You want the police at once. Let's put that wheel on the van and take the two men back to Kiran Village in it. You can drive it, and the boy with the dog can go too. We'll put him in the van with the two men. You others, get into my car, and we'll follow the van back to Kiran and get the police.
This all sounded very sane and sensible. The wheel was put on in a jiffy, the two men bundled into the back with a snarling Timmy, and George, pleased because she had been mistaken for a boy, sat in the front of the van with the passenger from the other car. They drove off, followed by the big car, in which were a pleased and smiling Julian, Dick and Anne. It was very exciting when they all got to Kiran Village. The police were amazed and delighted to have the two robbers delivered to them, with the safe and the stolen van as well. Mr. Pales was very, very grateful. Timmy was half sorry he hadn't been allowed even a small bite, but extremely happy to have been able to rescue his beloved George. They arrived home at last, and told George's mother their astonishing tale.
Well, what a thrill! So you didn't get to Windy Cove after all. Still, you can all go tomorrow.
I can't.
Why?
Because I simply must get my hair cut. And I'll jolly well see I'm not locked in a cupboard next time.